music fans hope so. There's rumors that the folk rock duo Simon and Garfunkel will be reuniting for a nationwide tour. Concert dates are being reserved at arenas around the nation, and publicists say a very special announcement is planned next week. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN News.
When you need it on AM 990 WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, Canada, it's the Travel, it's the Travel World, World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh,
is how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus in studio with Ella Sobel and Stephen Pickford.
And welcome to Travel World once again.
So today we have a special guest online with us. We are talking about the north of Boston region. Ella?
We'd like to welcome Maria Miles, who is the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Travel World, Maria.
Oh, it's wonderful to talk to you guys again. We love Montreal and we love your station.
And we love the north of Boston.
And we'd love to show you around.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, I heard that Montreal was a very gay city in your song. Isn't that wonderful?
That was in 1962 when gay meant happy.
Oh, is that it? Well, I like that.
when the 1828 Webster Dictionary actually had the correct, or you know,
terminology
in it that we could actually use and get away with.
Oh, well, I liked it very much because, you know what, as they said when the girls were here, family is everyone.
Exactly.
There are families of all kinds, and in Salisbury, we welcome everyone. There are no glamour don'ts here. Our beach is open to everyone, and we love visitors.
And we loved visiting. The beach is wonderful. There's 5 miles of tranquil, clean beaches. What I also really liked is when you just get up in the morning and go for a walk, you see people out there cleaning the streets, cleaning the beaches, and it's got to be one of the cleanest places to go and visit for a beach holiday.
Oh, I love you, but it's true. We have a DPW director, Department of Public Works, that is phenomenal. You know, he feels that reflects him if it isn't clean. So he's very diligent about getting up there every morning and every night to make sure that the streets are clean. And then we have the state reservation who cleans the sand, so that's always clean. But, you know, Salisbury isn't just the beach. We are still open. It's a great place to walk during the winter time. All the food concessions are open, and the arcades and gift shops are open. The only thing that closes are the rides because it's just a little too cold for them. But it's still a wonderful place to come up and stay, especially in the fall, where you can stay reasonably at Salisbury Beach or in any of our motels, and then go on your fall foliage tour, go do agriculture, where agrotourism, where you go to the different farms, like the Pettingill Farm. They have all kinds of things there, plus the petting zoo. There's all kinds of antique shops, restaurants galore, and there's one that when you guys come down, another one I have to take you to in Salisbury, Stripers, which is on the Merrimack River, just before the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, the last time we were down in the north of Boston, Salisbury, Newburyport area, Willem saw the sign Stripers and thought they'd forgotten to put one of the extra letters in the sign. And
you see
what
you
want to
see.
He was quite disappointed, but of course, what a mega piece of prime rib. This was a piece of prime rib that even Willem couldn't get through. It was massive.
Right. Was it the largest and finest cut?
Yes.
But their fish is to die for, and they have a salad bar that's second to none. We have a couple of places, like Hungry Traveler, that have them. But, I mean, it's nonstop. That's been my hangout this summer. You know, and they're open till 11 o'clock, because how many places can you go to eat supper at 10:30?
Hey, the Hungry Traveler is awesome.
That's a great place to have a meal. I also enjoyed eating at the Hobo Cafe. They're very welcoming. The food is tasty.
Chef Howie.
That's right.
Howie went to Johnson in Wales. He's a real chef.
Yeah, and actually, very accommodating, very friendly, the two of them. We were at the Hobo Cafe last time that we were there, and he went once again.
That's right.
And, you know, it's one of these new, it's a new restaurant on that little you know, Midway, and as you approach the beach right near Bevy B's and all. But I'll tell you something about this place. It is excellent food. The breakfast there is unbelievable. The food is fantastic. The people, not only are they very fun people to talk to, they're entertaining. You can go there and enjoy yourself one way or the other.
The music is fun, too.
Well, it's expanded since Willem had been there last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, they took over another store, and they made it one big restaurant.
Wow.
So they have the Lavender Lounge on one side, but it opens up to the restaurant.
Well, I think, you know what, Maria? Steve and I are going to have to come down there instead of our trip down to Connecticut and Rhode Island, Steve. What do you say we go to see Maria? What many people won't realize, of course, Maria and I, we go way back.
Oh, right.
I think it'd be right.
Maria remembers when you bleached your hair, Willem.
Yeah, she remembers that. Remember that, Maria?
Do I see? I don't know just how much we can say on this radio. In America, we're kind of limited. Like, and I would be very cautious if I was speaking to the neighbors. But in Canada, I don't know. You guys are very fresh.
Yes, you know, that's the polite way of putting it. Yes.
Are we hospitable? Let me use that word. Yeah. Very friendly, and I'm telling you, the guys, you guys are a lot of fun. And Ella, so are you.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you're willing to put us up, Maria, we'll definitely come down.
Well, let me know the next time you're going to come.
How about September the 20th weekend? We're into that.
Was this the number I get you at?
Yeah, this is my house.
Oh, okay. Because what I will do is I will call you. I have to check my book. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Check with any of the places like Ocean Gate or any of the other places that was very hospitable to us the last time around.
And the Ocean Gate's nice because it's just such a quick walk to the beach.
Yeah.
Right.
We won't be going swimming or anything like that, but you know, that just highlights the very attraction of Salisbury Beach.
Excuse me. Why wouldn't you be going swimming?
Well, you see, in September, the water might be a little cooler. Or are you telling me that it's warm enough for me to go swimming?
It's warmer. The water is much warmer in September than it is in July because it's been warming up all summer long. Ah. It's during September, it's still warm. It cools down around October.
Well, then, Maria, you're on. We'll go.
That's it. So you can still go swimming. There's the discount store. We can pick up a couple of more T-shirts.
And there's fudge at Joe's Playland.
Oh, yeah. That's right. To die for. And I think the boats are still running at that point.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Well, you know what, Maria? You're on. And then you can take us to Tens.
See, Ella, they don't understand.
I'll stay and read a book, okay? Or you go for a walk.
They don't understand that really doesn't interest me.
I hear you, Maria. I hear you.
Well,
they're a member of the chamber. They're good corporate citizens.
Absolutely. This is true. You know, it's really a great place. I guess there are a lot of business groups that go there. And we've never had a problem. And there's something for everyone here. There's stuff for the kids, stuff for the middle aged.
Kids of all ages.
Are they? Absolutely. Kids of all ages. You hit it, Ella. That's what we are.
Are they still running the go karts over at that time, September the 20th?
I'm not sure about that.
Willem wants to try and beat me on the track.
Come meet me on the track. I like that.
No, Willem, I blew
him
away.
That's a different kind of beating. It's not the kind that you experience in Newburyport.
Oh no. Yes, in one of the basements of one of these beautiful Victorian homes. Naughty pie, naughty pie.
Oh, my God. Ella, you have no senses there, I guess.
Oh, I have lots of sense of what's going on.
No, I meant sensors. You know, people that censor the show and decide, oh, this is too hot, this is not.
We're live on the air, Maria.
What?
We're live on the air.
I can't even believe it. But you know what? This is life, and it's fun.
Yes.
And fun is what Salisbury and all of north of Boston area is about, getting down. What a great area that really symbolizes the best of New England, from the beach to bird watching to restaurants to history. The whole area has it all.
Well, this time of year, going into the fall, especially where we have the fall foliage, Salisbury is a great place to stay because it's affordable. It's a lot cheaper than, the Cape or Boston or Western Mass. So you can stay here. You're close to 95, close to 495. You're 45 minutes to an hour tops to Boston. You can go to Newburyport and take the train to Boston if you want. And there's a lot to do right in this immediate section of north of Boston.
What an incredible place. You know, Maria, my old Salisbury shirt is getting kind of ratty. I've been wearing it everywhere, and Ella and Stephen can attest to that. No matter where I go, I'm very proud to have been to Salisbury, for sure.
Well, we'll have to get T-shirts again.
Definitely. He's like Linus with his blanket.
It is. I love it.
Oh, my.
I think Maria's going to cry. What a romantic thought. Willem in a Salisbury t-shirt.
Well, listen.
But Maria, he doesn't suck his thumb.
You don't know that, do you? Stay tuned following the break. We're going to take a real quick break right here, and we're going to come back with more Maria Miles and Salisbury Beach. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills. Come to Six Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Eight mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, two kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission. Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills. Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Well, I wanna hear you sing.
Come on, move your body, sex on the beach.
but of course we are joking. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio with us. And we have the inimitable Maria Miles with us. And the beautiful part of having you on the air with us, Maria, is that it's always entertaining. And we've never had a bad trip to north of Boston, ever.
No, I mean, I think it was been around 10 years ago when I first met Maria. It was very briefly, it was a lunch and a tour of Salisbury Beach when the former director of the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, Ted Lane, took us up there. So it was around 10 years ago, and I must be back to the area pretty well every second year since. And every time there is something new to see and do. I'm never bored. And how can you be bored when you're relaxing? But there's so much to see and do. I just love the area.
You have such a variety of activities that you can do. It's just wonderful.
Well, you know, there's still a lot of stuff, as I said, outside the beach. We've always focused on the beach. But Salisbury is 368 years old. And we have an area on the river that's so old where sea captains lived. And it's really beautiful to take a look at the old sea captains' homes. We have the oldest working parish in America when the King of England was giving property to people in the colonies, and Salisbury was one of the old towns where the King of England had set up a parish, and it's still working. It's the oldest working parish in America. So there's a lot to do, as I said, antique shops, there's farms, so there's a lot more to do, and maybe we need to take you on that tour also.
Oh, I love it. And you're right there, like the Merrimack River, and people just get out there and boating, and there's tours you can take out on the river.
Absolutely, and there's plenty of restaurants. You know, we're not at a loss for fine restaurants over here, whatever your taste is. And then, of course, if you want to just be outside, you can go all around the Salisbury Beach and get anything from fried clams to Lebanese food, and the smells all greet you. When you go into the beach and you smell the peppers and sausage and the clams and the pizza, you don't know what to eat first.
Fudge.
there's always room for fudge. And you got those mega, you know, sausages and burgers and pieces of pizza. I don't know what to grab first, so I just took a little bit of each. And
that's it.
Pizza. No, what's the other thing? Lobster, that's another favorite.
Oh, yeah, lobster roll. You can't get down to Salisbury and sit and not have a lobster roll. Mm-mm.
Oh, I know. But you guys are fun, too.
Oh,
well, I was just happy that I was able to have dinner with you, Maria, because it was you made the whole meal, too. I mean, it was also lovely getting back to see Howie at the Hobo Cafe and have some of his tasty food.
Well, what I also like about Salisbury Beach is you're not gouged for the parking. The parking is so reasonably priced, and everywhere you park is, you know, you're like, how many, a couple hundred feet, and you're right there on the beach. You don't have to walk very far, and you don't have to pay a lot.
No, that's it. We have the rides all summer long. The thing is, our rides, you go in, and an all-day pass is like $20. So, I mean, it's really affordable. The rides here are a couple of bucks a piece, but you're better off Children's Day. You know, there's a lot of good buys, and they tell me a whole family can go to Pirates Fun Park for what it costs to go like Nine Flags or one of the bigger amusement parks. So it's quite an affordable place for families and for people who are watching their pennies.
Oh, I mean, it's a very reasonably priced destination. I mean, you go there with a family and you're not going to have your hand in your pocket every minute of the time, everyone looking, you know, $10 for this and $20 for that. You go there and it's not, you know, not exorbitant resort pricing. It's street level pricing meant for families.
That's it. And I hope we always stay that way, which I think we will. We've been like this for 100 years now. And we've always been friends with Montreal. I mean, Canada has always been a mainstay for us. Up until a year ago, 60% of our visitors were from Montreal, or from Canada. I shouldn't say Montreal, but just from Canada. So much so that the Salisbury Beach State Reservation, which has all the campsites, 60% of their visitors are from Canada.
Which is
and
awesome.
We know that because they have to log in, they have to register in order to go to the park.
Right.
And I'm hoping now that your dollar has become stronger that you don't forget us.
Oh, we
absolutely
never
not.
No, because you're an area that has stood by the Canadian market for many years. And for our listeners in Hartford or Providence, you're just a few hours down the interstate and you're right there. It's like a step back in time to when going to the beach was that sort of quintessential 1950s experience.
Oh, yeah.
You go there and have a great time, and it's stepping back in time and enjoying yourself just a couple hours away from Hartford, Providence, all the areas where our program is heard.
It's also nice because, talking about the beach once again, you're not stuck on that little piece of land that you've claimed by putting your towel down. You can actually get around and move, and there's breathing space, and you don't have to be halfway lying across your neighbor.
Well, it's true. I know I had a group of Germans on a FAM tour that came out, mm-hmm. and they have like 7 weeks of vacation, and so they wanted an affordable place where they could spend a couple of weeks, and I took them here, showed them cottages, and they spent more time on the beach looking for shells.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that at least 2 hours of their day's visit was spent at Salisbury Beach near the Black Rocks looking for every unusual shell going.
Well, that's total decompression. They just want to relax. They can do as little or as much as they want to do. And especially for people who live in a city or don't have the chance to really get outdoors the rest of the year, and even at this time of year, as you correctly mentioned, the water warms up, fewer people on the beach, sort of Indian summer. People can have that whole beach all to themselves, maybe only see a few other people. It's like having your own private beach.
Oh, I love it. I'm looking out at my beautiful beach now. Eat your heart out.
We have pictures.
I always have pictures to sustain me.
The girls were on the beach, too. But I really had a good time when you guys came out, and everyone appreciated it. Even the police. Remember, we are a very safe area.
Yes, at Kevin Pike. We'll never forget Kevin Pike.
Well, he's a selectman now, Kevin Pike.
Wow. Well, we'd like to meet him again when we're there.
Well, I'll have to take you to a selectman's. Oh, you went to a selectman's
meeting. Yes, we were at a selectman's meeting on a past visit. Yes.
That's it. I introduced them to everyone, which was quite nice, but I wanted you to see how nice our officials are.
Well, they
Maria,
are.
Men in uniform?
Wait a second. I got to come back.
They're very, very nice. They have what is known as community policing. Mm-hmm. The police are trained how to deal with tourists and visitors. And you know what I liked? Our last police chief, he did not call himself policemen. He called them peace officers.
Which is what they are, actually.
Right, and he even got a state hospitality award in tourism because his men are very good with the tourists.
Well, that's one thing we noticed every time we went there. No matter what, no matter how, of all the places that we've been, Steve, this has got to be one of the most accommodating, welcoming, and friendly places we have ever visited.
Everyone has a smile on their face. They're really happy that visitors from all over Canada and the United States have come to their little corner of paradise.
It's genuine.
That's it. Well, you know, your ambassador, or is it our ambassador to Canada, Paul Salucci.
Yes,
the Arch.
We love the Arch. I miss him so much. He's so good to our area.
And he's good to you, because there's the Maria Miles Visitor Center.
That's right.
And we were very proud to visit it, knowing that we were friends with you.
Oh, aren't you sweet? We have a lottery machine up there now, so mm-hmm. if you want to come down and try your luck, the machine's right there, scratch tickets, numbers. Mm-hmm. I don't know, can I say that on the radio?
Oh, why not?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, that way we'll make sure that the Maria Miles Visitor Center will be there for many ages to come.
Oh, for sure. And the other thing that we enjoy when we're down there is, of course, all the famous ice cream that you have in the neighborhood.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Willie's French Vanilla.
There's a big rivalry between all the different ice cream places. Who has the best ice cream? I think that you could do a whole vacation just sampling all the various ice cream parlors.
How about Footy's Chocolate? It never changes. It's been the same way since I was a little girl.
Oh,
Haji's with the apple pie and the ice cream. Remember that one, Willem?
Well, I'll tell you something. When we're talking about the battle of the ice cream, we're not talking about, you know, store brand, the quality. It's kind of like, you know, who's the better hockey player, Wayne Gretzky or Bobby Orr? I mean, you know, we're talking about the best of the best of the best. And yes, apple pie ice cream. This is the season for it, actually.
Oh,
you can pick your apples at one of our farms, and then you can make an apple pie from it. Now, if I have the time, that's something I will do.
Oh, personal. Maria Miles Apple Crisp.
Oh, my God.
Steve, stop drooling.
Stop drooling.
No, you liked my sauce, my Italian sauce.
Oh, well, nobody makes a better Italian sauce.
That was an excellent lunch. When we dined at your place having the lunch, oh, boy, I still remember it. Excellent.
Oh, aren't you guys wonderful?
We love the Salisbury area. We are big fans, and you know what?
We're all smiling here right now, just with our memories.
Our memories of all the things we've seen and done in the area.
There's so much.
We'd love to show you around. I know that's a slogan from like 3-4 years ago, but you know, boys, that's my favorite.
I'd love that. We'd love to be shown around by Maria. And of course, if you want to get more information on the Salisbury area, www.salisburychamber.com, S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y, chamber.com for all the information on the internet, and you can find out what we're talking about today on Travel World and be enraptured yourself, and call Maria personally. Be glad to give you all the information you need to help plan your autumn and winter getaways to the entire north of Boston area and Salisbury and everything in the area that you can enjoy, from history to antiques to restaurants to the beach to nature. Ah, just so close to home, yet so undiscovered by so many people throughout Canada and the United States.
We're at Drive Market. About 3.5-4 hours from you?
Yeah, just a couple of hours from Montreal, Hartford, and Providence. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show. More on the North Boston area when we continue.
Across America via satellite.
The divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and 120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh no, not me. Oh no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Be solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head up to Jet Center, Travel Accessory Center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborsack, Fairling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
news, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Baby, tell me, does she love you?
Yes, and we sure miss the Salisbury area and the north of Boston region so badly. It's Willem Backe, Stephen Pickford. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. And Ella Sobel in the studio, we have a special guest with us, Ella.
Yes, we've got Julie McConchie, the Executive Director of the North of Boston Conventions and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to Travel World, Julie.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I must say that last visit to the north of Boston region was really wonderful. I got to discover a number of new things I had never seen before. You've got a number of things to see in Salem. I had the opportunity to visit a number of the museums there. I had a delicious lunch at the Victoria Station, which overlooks the whole Bay of Salem. One of the dishes I had there was just delectable. It was lobster ravioli, and I've never tasted anything quite that wonderful.
They do a fabulous job. And they've got a great salad bar there, too, which is a great family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually have the salad bar as a part of any meal there. I don't know if you had a chance to do the salad bar as well, but it goes on for miles.
I did happen to sample that as well. I had difficulty
for
walking
Maria
out
miles.
Of there. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We have a very dear friend of ours in the north of Boston region, Maria Miles.
She's my dear friend, too. She's the chairman of the board, did she tell you?
Yes, absolutely.
We just had her on the air before you came on.
Oh, outstanding.
Oh, yeah, we're in love with Maria. And we go way back with Maria because we've known her, almost 10 years now. So, well, anything we can do to promote the area.
Now, this time of year, people are starting to think about October, and there's so many things planned for Salem, all revolving around Halloween.
Yes, absolutely. It's not too early to book for Halloween haunted happenings in Salem. There's Halloween happenings also in Ipswich and Gloucester, so the whole area is sort of teeming with activity in October. Salem, of course, is the home of the witch trials, so
naturally, they
are the first and foremost on that Halloween scene, but communities are also doing sort of Halloween activities as well.
What about haunted cabin tours?
Well, there's the dungeon. There's the
Salem Witch Dungeon.
That's right.
Which is fabulous. And there's the Pirate Museum and the Salem Witch Museum as well. So,
I've got to say one thing about the Pirate Museum. Our animator happened to have been absolutely incredible. His name is Robert. He played a pirate to the T. He made the tour.
Oh, fabulous.
He was just amazing. And I know there's also a lot of other events that are coming up. There's the Topsfield Fair, which, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The Topsfield Fair is actually the oldest fair in the U.S. And it's right in Topsfield, and it has a great lineup of celebrity singers. They've got great food, and they have a giant pumpkin contest every year.
The great pumpkin, we found him.
Oh, how big do the pumpkins get to?
I mean, we're talking about over 1,000 pounds.
Holy cow.
No. I mean, I got to tell you, I heard about this giant pumpkin. I'm like, okay, I've got to go to the fair. I brought my nieces, and we went to the fair. I'm like, okay, how big can this pumpkin be? I mean, you have no sense of the scale of a giant pumpkin. And do you see the thing? It is like the size of a shed. It's enormous. And they're kind of like flat. I mean, you kind of picture the big round.
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking a huge... No, they kind of squish down a little bit.
Too much weight, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maria...
It just tickled Willem's funny bone. He can't stop laughing.
Okay, Julie describing the pumpkin. Fabulous. Well,
every time I think of pumpkins, I always think of this television anchor in Toronto that our next guest, Vic Phillips, actually sent out at Halloween to discover... Ask the farmers, how can you tell a female pumpkin from a male pumpkin? So... I think pumpkins are just on our mind today. But
there you go.
Salem itself has such a wonderful museum, the Peabody Essex Museum. You wouldn't expect to find it in a place like Salem. I mean, you'd figure this is something that is so comparable to major, major metropolitan top 10 markets, and here is a world-class museum right in Salem.
I know. We are so proud. For those of your listeners who haven't heard, the Peabody Essex has gone through this enormous renovation and have reopened their doors this past summer, and are size-wise and space-wise, it's like a museum campus. And square footage-wise, it's as big as the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston and is comparable in terms of collections. It has incredible East Asian collections, maritime collections. There's actually a Chinese home on property. They actually built it. Artisans came in from China and rebuilt the home as part of the museum property. So there's just nothing like it in terms of getting a sense of the different cultures. And I got to say, my former life was at the Museum of Science in Boston, so I'm a museum person. And the way they have organized their collections is really unique and fascinating. They have all of their Asian collections in one large gallery. So you'll see a sense, you know, both the modern and the ancient and the arts. You'll have artifacts, you'll have paintings. It's just a wonderful way to get a sense of a culture. So the world is on display at the Peabody Essex Museum.
Now, for people who like the out-of-doors, the entire north of Boston area is very rich in ecotourism opportunities. Plum Island, up at Newburyport for bird watching, going up to Ipswich for the marsh tour. There's just so many chances to get outside and see wildlife up close and personal.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a Newburyport resident myself, and Plum Island is my favorite place to go and go for walks. There's great trails on the island. There's two bird sanctuaries that have been opened by two different agencies because the bird watching in this area is so known. It's part of the migratory path for a number of birds. Now, I don't know, I got to tell you, I don't know one bird from another, but the scenery and peacefulness of the beach, and they've got wonderful trails to walk. It's my favorite thing to do this time of year. I think that people think beaches and they think summer fun, and certainly Salisbury Beach, you heard about that. That's a great place to go in the summer, but I think the beaches are as fabulous in the fall, if not more so, just to sort of walk and take in the change of the seasons.
Maria,
and we all think about like leaf peeping and looking at the leaves change, but the marshes change color too. It's just spectacular.
And you get that sense of solitude and reflection just walking alone on a beach. But as Maria was saying,
it's peaceful.
It's peaceful, and the water is actually at its warmest in September.
Yeah,
it's
it
had
is.
All summer to warm up. North of Boston area always consistently ranks as some of the top beaches in New England every year in reader polls, visitor polls.
We think so. We think they're fabulous. Did she tell you about the singing beach? Have you visited that?
I was there. That was actually on a Christmas in New England media tour a couple of years ago. And as we you know, we talk about Indian summer and we talk about Halloween activities, Christmas in New England is also a big thing. The shops, the handicrafts, the artisans in places like Newburyport and Rockport and Gloucester, great places to go from between Thanksgiving and Christmas to get those very unique gifts.
There's also a number of wine and cider festivals going on at this time of year, isn't
Yeah, there's our farms are just, you know, pulling into gear right now. It's peach picking right now, cider pressing, apple picking, pumpkin picking. They have all sorts of wine festivals, and they make wine from the fruit harvest. So it's, you know, all fall, starting now, it's sort of a festival at the different farms. A lot of hay rides. One farm actually has apricots. I mean, things that you kind of know about apple
pretty
picking.
Unique kind
that
of
but you don't know you don't think about apricots.
Pretty unique kind of variety that you have there. I want to hear about the singing beach though.
Oh, the singing beach, it's one of the only ones in the world. It's in Manchester, and when you know you hear singing beach, I'm like, okay, how does that work?
The beach sings.
Yeah, the beach sings, and it's because of the sand content. It's the shells that have been broken down over the years, but as you walk on it, it makes noises.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Did they do a barbershop quartet?
Yeah, exactly.
I was looking forward to karaoke beach.
I knew it.
Okay, so no, that's Salisbury Beach, where they have bands every night.
I remember going to the Salisbury Beach with Stephen a couple of years back.
Oh, yes, you really impressed the MC, yes.
I upstaged the Elvis impersonator.
He said he couldn't match.
There's something for everybody in north of Boston.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Well, absolutely.
I've never had a boring trip. I've been five, six times in the last 10 years, every second year, come down. And what an area to combine the best of the out-of-doors with shopping and history. And so affordable. It's convenient, a couple of hours drive from anywhere in New England or eastern Canada, combined with affordable rates of half of what you'd pay in downtown Boston.
Yeah, it's definitely affordable. And I think, you know, you can get a good meal cheap, too. I mean, it's not only are the hotels affordable, but, you know, gas and the restaurants are reasonable. A lot of them have the buffets. And I think that you know, the outdoor activity stuff, whale watching goes through the end of October. We have fishing through December.
Listen, Ella,
so the outdoor adventure
the
doesn't...
Definitely.
All those great ideas are on the internet at www.northofboston.org, 1-877-662-9299 for all the information you need from the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Talking today with Julie McConchie, the Executive Director of the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, and before that with Maria Miles, the Chairwoman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the President of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce. Willem, you think you had a number directly to call Maria to get more information about Salisbury?
That would be number 1-800-779-1771.
Yeah, thank you very much. Julie McConchie from the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Before that, Maria Miles, Chairwoman of the Bureau, for joining us today, giving us some more information on what a beautiful, gorgeous area of New England.
Stay tuned. We have Vic Phillips following the break
right here on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
But let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off. so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes, we're back with the original Hellraiser himself, Vic Phillips, online with us. This is the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Back is in Stephen Bickford.
And glad to have all of you with us today, and glad to have Mr. Vic Phillips himself join us on the line.
Good day, boys. I've been on the road a bit, and I decided to stay around Ontario, Canada for the next few weeks. And a couple of weeks ago, I visited a real gem of a town, Port Hope, Ontario, located a half hour's drive east of Toronto. Now, it's handy to all our American pals. It's west of Kingston, Ontario, just a short hop from the U.S.-Canada border. Now, Port Hope dates back to 1670 when European traders dealt with the Indian population. The fur trade was booming 340 years ago, and so was Port Hope, and it's booming today. Since the latter part of the 19th century, the downtown has remained unchanged. So if you're into history, old buildings, fur traders, Indians, British Navy ships, Port Hope is the spot to visit. The town has some of the finest antique shops around, and the prices are low, very low, compared to big city shops. Now, Stephen, I don't know, have you ever been to Port Hope?
Only seen the signs, the exit ramp off of the 401 highway connecting Montreal and Toronto, but also we also get a good close-up view of Port Hope every time we pass through on the Via Rail train. It slows down to a crawl when it goes through Port Hope because of speed restrictions near the Cameco nuclear processing plant there on the lakefront.
That's right, and Port Hope's handy if you're visiting Niagara Falls. Take the highway to Toronto. Port Hope is just off the 401 highway, about 40 miles from Toronto. Six lanes of highway, usually very little traffic. It's clearly marked. And over the years, you know, I've stayed at some unusual places, but let me tell you about the bed and breakfast I stayed at in Port Hope. It's an absolutely gorgeous old home called the Hill and Dale Manor, located on Pine Street, which is the town's main drag. Now, the house is on a hill surrounded by large old trees and is within easy walking distance from all the great shops and those antique stores. What I didn't know is that I'd be spending a night with a dead person, Willem. And I'm not talking about my wife, Irene. She was with me. But it wasn't her. But it was with one of the owner's relatives who had been cremated and was in an urn on the mantelpiece.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I didn't know what was in the urn until I asked the owner
the
next morning.
You started pouring coffee in it?
Yeah.
Better to ask than to check it out on your own.
Yeah, it had a weird look to it, and it sort of kept me awake at night. I wondered what was in it. I was a little suspicious.
Smoking a cigarette, and you put out your ashes.
Added a few more ashes. No, you never know what's in those urns, but I guess it adds that touch of history and realism to a stay that you don't get in the in big hotel chains.
That's right, and Jeannie Henderson, the owner, told me about it the next day. So I'd certainly recommend staying at the Hill and Dale Manor. You're guaranteed a fine breakfast, and Jeannie's a fascinating woman to spend time with. So give her a call and book a room. The number's 905-885-5992. By the way, get her to tell you about some of the celebrities who've stayed there, including network anchorman Peter Jennings.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And, of course, ask her about the dead person in the urn.
Maybe you should have your night's sleep before you do that.
Speaking about dead people, here's your smile for today, Stephen.
Okay.
Okay, two people meet on the street. Betty says to Susie, her friend, "Where's your husband, Bill? I've been looking high and low for him." Susie says, "Those are the places to look, high and low. He's been dead for a while." Oh, that's okay. We'll get back to that.
Yes, I am.
There's lots to see and do in Port Hope, including fine dining. We had lunch at the Palm and Blue Parrot restaurant, which I can recommend, partly because of the name, as it reminded me of my parrot, Max.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Max the parrot.
Max the parrot that was retrained by Wally Mudd.
That's right, and I taught Max how to say Stephen and Willem.
Yeah.
And what other words the preceder follow?
Well, we can't say that, but he says something off Stephen and Willem.
Perhaps an adjective?
Sure. Now, dinner
something
was
something you learned on Sesame Street that was brought by the letters F and U.
Now, that night in Port Hope, we ate at the Left Bank Bistro and Bar. It has a Parisian name and definitely is reminiscent of Europe. The Left Bank Bistro overlooks the Ganaraska River in Port Hope. We sat outside on a balmy summer night and enjoyed some fish, beef, and pork dishes, excellent desserts, all washed down with great Canadian beer. Irene enjoyed her French wine. Then we waddled off about 100 yards or so to the Capitol Theater, where we enjoyed a live British farce. The actors were very accomplished, and we laughed ourselves silly. Now, the Capitol is the first theater in Canada to be built specifically for talking pictures in the early 1930s, so Port Hope has a lot of history. The theater is now Canada's last remaining fully operational atmospheric theater. Once inside, it's like rolling the clock back 75 years. So if you're a live theater buff, a visit to the Capitol Theater in Port Hope is a must. You can check out Port Hope on the website. Visit www.porthope.ca or give them a call at 905-885-5519. Afterwards, that evening after the theater, was off to bed with Irene and the dead person. Now, the next day, we drove all of about 8 or 9 miles to the town of Cobourg, which is also just off the 401.
Right.
And I can recommend Cobourg. Now, Stephen, you've certainly been to Cobourg.
Oh, yes, been to Cobourg, but I had a, you know, gourmet burger there once, yes, at a fast food chain, yes.
Well, you know, like a lot of people think these are one-horse towns, but they're not. They all have a lot to offer. With the bargains and antiques are enormous. Anyways, in Cobourg, it's famous for its Highland games with pipe bands and Scottish dancing, and they also have a vintage film festival featuring silent films and the early talkies from the early 1900s, which runs in it'll be on October 24th and 25th this fall. The town is on the shore of Lake Ontario, and it's a great place to visit for sailors and yachtsmen. Now, we enjoyed Cobourg's annual waterfront festival, which had dozens of tents displaying an exhibition of fine arts and crafts, midway rides, and live entertainment. And there's all kinds of places for fine lunches to have and people watching in Cobourg, because it's filled with Americans, Europeans. The Woodlawn Inn is one place, and we stopped off at the Northside Grill. Great meals in Cobourg, great food, and these are really not one-horse towns. You can check out Cobourg at www.town.cobourg, spelled C-O-B-U-R-G, .on.ca. Call their tourism people who look after Cobourg and Port Hope at the toll-free number, so it doesn't cost you a penny, 1-800-354-7050. Now, boys, as we all know, Canada's tourism industry suffered with the SARS scare in early summer, and that's all done with. It's been done with for a couple of months now. So you don't believe how you couldn't believe how much the hotels and restaurants have cut their prices to get the tourists back, because they're all still suffering. And remember, the U.S. dollar is worth 30 cents more than the Canadian buck, so you can't go wrong with a visit to Port Hope and Cobourg. It's just a short hop from the New York-Ontario border. And I'll be going back again. And Willem and Stephen, I think I'm going to take you there.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Get off the highway, people whiz by it, and 5-6 hours going between Montreal and Toronto on the 401 highway, get down and start exploring some of the little towns on Highway 2, what they call the Apple Route between Trenton and Port Hope, and visit those little small towns and the bed and breakfast, the great restaurants, the friendly people, the antique shops, the handicraft stores. Hey, there's a whole different world just off of the inner city highways that people should be getting out and exploring, and particularly at this time of year when the fall foliage and Indian summer is upon us, as we're talking about today on Travel World. Well, it certainly sounds like you had a great time there in Port Hope and Cobourg, Vic Phillips. And looking forward to our next travels together, which will be next month down in Long Branch, New Jersey, the Ocean Place, a resort, conference center, and spa. So something to look forward to as our summertime travels extend into the autumn and beyond.
Stephen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you guys, and I hope we don't sleep with anyone dead next month.
That could be arranged, I'm sure, but...
you just need chains to do it.
Oh, yeah, you have to sign up with that Bellows Falls Cabin tour. Yeah. So.
Sounds like the song Cold Ethel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or Chrissy. From Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
I'm Vic Phillips.
Happy traveling, everybody. Catch you again next week.
WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 DX.